Support for 89.7 NPR News comes from the James at Ohio State. The best outcomes for treating cancer come from early detection. The James Cancer Diagnostic Center is designed to provide rapid evaluation and a clear diagnosis to those who suspect they have cancer. Learn more at cancer.osu.edu/diagnosticcenter.
At the foundation of every school building is a battle. A battle over taxes, spending, and fairness. Education is a fundamental right. The responsibility is clear, but who pays? That answer is not so clear. Join us for a new season of Untangled from All Sides and WOSU Public Media. I'm Amy Jurevich. This is a show where we take a complicated topic and untangle it for you. We explain it in a way that makes it easier to understand. This season, we are tackling the cost of learning.
According to the Ohio Constitution, whether you like it or not, public schools are a shared responsibility between the state of Ohio and our local governments.
That's Representative Bride Rose Sweeney, a Democrat from Cleveland. She co-sponsored the Fair School Funding Plan. This bipartisan bill created a new system and formula to fund schools. It was created to address past rulings by the Ohio Supreme Court that found the old school funding system unconstitutional.
The reason they said we were not upholding our end of the Constitution was because we placed too high of a burden on our local property taxpayers. For the past 30 years, that is what we've been trying to fix.
The Fair School Funding Plan was implemented, partially, and then it got too expensive. Republican leaders in the State House say the plan does not work when you run the numbers. Here's Ohio House Speaker Matt Huffman.
Is there, in fact, enough money on transportation? Are we paying our teachers enough? Are we doing the things that we're supposed to, that the plan is called for? The answer is no, because that was never part of any legislation that was passed.
Disagreements at the State House aside, educating all of Ohio's school kids costs billions of dollars a year. $13 billion in property taxes, $8 billion in money from the state, $3 billion from the federal government. That's a lot of money. Some argue it's not enough. Some argue it's too much. Most agree it's not distributed fairly. Affluent suburban communities have new buildings and lots of fancy programs, while poorer rural and urban schools struggle. Add in taxpayer support for private schools, and Ohio's system is a tangled mess. Join us for a new season of Untangled as we look at how we pay for schools, where the money goes, if it's spent wisely, and try to answer the question, is there a better way? Listen to Untangled, The Cost of Learning, Mondays at 11 during All Sides with Amy Jurevich on 89.7 NPR News and weekly on this podcast feed. The first episode drops on September 15th. For Untangled and All Sides, I'm Amy Jurevich.
Support for 89.7 NPR News comes from the James at Ohio State. The best outcomes for treating cancer come from early detection. The James Cancer Diagnostic Center is designed to provide rapid evaluation and a clear diagnosis to those who suspect they have cancer. Learn more at cancer.osu.edu/diagnosticcenter.